Aircheckdownloads.com.
Independent Radio News.
John Foster plays the greatest music.
Are you ready? Well, here we go then.
On Great Yorkshire
information, give me Memphis, Tennessee.
It's New Year's Eve, 1993, with John Foster. It's just gone 2 o'clock, and we're going around the world trying to talk to 21 radio stations to find out how they celebrate their New Year. Let's kick off this afternoon with ELO.
Everybody around the world.
John Foster.
The magic Calypso 102 in the air everywhere. Calypso 102.
Now, wasn't that the Beatles? Oh, wasn't it? That's right, we're off to sunny Malta. And on the line joining me from a radio station called Radio Calypso, as you've just heard there, is Pete Semester. Pete!
Hi.
How are you?
Very well, thanks.
No stranger to the radio in this area, are you?
Well, no, that's right. Spent a few years in the Yorkshire area. Loved every minute of it, but I prefer the weather here.
All right. What is it like there at the moment?
We've got about 20 degrees here, and nice and sort of sunny this morning. We're expecting a bit of rain this afternoon, but there you go.
Doesn't it make you sicker? Doesn't it make you sick after all the weather we've had in the past month or so? Right, you're in Malta. It's a fairly tiny island, really, isn't it? You're at Gozo.
Yeah. That's right. We're actually on the smaller of the two islands. Well, there are three islands in Malta. There's Camino, which is tiny, and there's a big pig farm there and a couple of hotels, and you can go there if you really want to get away from the world. There's Malta itself, and then there's Gozo. Gozo is sort of the in-between-sized island, if you like. And it's a lot greener than Malta, and the people, I think, are a little bit more friendly, but there you go. But we broadcast to the whole of the Maltese Islands.
All right.
And, we're based in Victoria, which is like the capital of Gozo.
All right. What about Jeep Safaris? Is that what, how you pronounce it? Jeep Safaris?
Jeep Safaris?
Yeah.
I thought you were coming up with a Maltese place name for a while there. Jeep Safaris. Yeah, we get lots of Jeep Safaris trundling past the windows here. People jump into these like Suzuki Jeeps, and they trundle round and have a good look at the island.
All right.
And we wave occasionally.
Now, of course, with it being New Year's Eve, obviously, do you have anything special that goes on in New Year? New Year's Eve, anything bizarre or outlandish?
Well, I think it's very much the same as anywhere in the world. People tend to celebrate it quite a bit, and I think we'll all be waking up with hangovers tomorrow.
Bit of a sore head.
I think so, yes.
So everybody just gathers at
the New Year in.
Right, everybody just stays in, basically, on New Year.
Oh, yeah, and they'll be listening to Calypso 102, of course.
Absolutely. Well, there's a plug for your own station, if ever we've heard one. Well, Pete, you enjoy the sunshine, and just think of how it is back...
Oh, sorry?
We lost you, I thought we lost you there. You enjoy your sunshine over there, all right.
Hey, we will do.
And you just think of how lovely the weather is over in the UK at the moment.
Yeah, let me just say to anyone who, I doubt if anybody does remember me, but if you do, then have a very happy new year to all of you.
Pete Cement Mixer.
We'll be thinking of you.
Pete Cement Mixer, thanks very much for being on my programme.
And it was an absolute pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Happy New Year.
And you.
Much more music. Sound of the Nation, Calypso 102.
Well, my goodness me, it's that time of year again, isn't it? New Year's Eve, and we're ringing all round the world at Great Yorkshire Gold to see how different places celebrate the New Year, if it's any different to us. Now, we've been to America once, we've been to Detroit, but let's go to New England, home of a tea party in a very famous bar that used to be on the telly a lot. Cheers. Boston. Tom Bergeron. Come on in.
Hello there, my friend. How are you?
Not so mad. How are you?
I'm fine. I also have my cohort in crime here on Magic 106.7 in Boston, Monine Daly. Say Happy New Year, Monine.
Hello. Happy New
How are you?
Very good.
Very good.
Very good.
So, Boston, home of Cheers, which you've seen for about the past, well, it seems like 50 years on the television, non-stop.
Right. It started, I think Cheers started actually during the First World War, was when it was first broadcast, and it just wrapped up, of course, because they were all keeling over from old age.
You don't look like Norm, do you, from Cheers?
No, I don't. I have more of a...
It's Cliff, isn't it?
More of a svelte Ted Danson figure, and...
And hairline,
and Monine is very much a Shelley Longish kind of woman.
Oh. With the same intellect as well.
Obviously.
And boorish quality occasionally.
Obviously. How do you celebrate New Year in Boston? Do you all have a big tea party and then throw it all in the sea or something?
No, you know, once you've done that, it's kind of old hat, and we don't like to rub it in here in the colonies.
Right.
But what we do is something called First Night in the city. We were, I believe, one of the cities to start First Night, if not the city in the states to start it. And it is a citywide celebration. A lot of major streets are closed off so that pedestrians can go in. We have arts and crafts and special performances and all kinds of activities. And as long as you bundle yourself up, there are hours of entertainment and enjoyment just wandering the streets of Boston.
Do you take part in it?
It's also great if you happen to be a pickpocket.
Do you take part in it at all?
I've gone a couple of times, but I'm up usually to do my radio show at 3:45 in the morning. So what I do is play a tape from last year's New Year's celebration, go to bed at 8, and think I've really done it.
3:45, that's a lie-in as far as I'm concerned.
That's darn early. So a lot of people are going to bed from their New Year's celebrations when we're getting up to do our radio show.
I know. So how many people attend this first night?
First night, thousands. I mean, it's tens of thousands of people attend. And, you know, remarkably, the incidents of actual crime are minimal. It's like this sort of group euphoria. A lemming-like euphoria takes over the cities of Boston, the streets of Boston.
Okay, so thousands and thousands of people. It's rather like then a big circus fair come to town.
It really is, yeah. I mean, after you've had a few drinks, you start juggling other participants and dressing up in clown costumes. I mean, it's very much like a circus. But then so is life every day here in Boston.
Absolutely. So I've heard. Well, you're on the air for a start, so it must be.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Tom!
Yes?
New Year's Eve, pick us a record to play.
I would more than you know love to hear Johnny Johnson and the Bandwagon breaking down the walls of heartache.
Oh, yes!
On Great Yorkshire Gold, here it comes! Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
Woo! Well, here we are, we're going round the world at Great Yorkshire Gold. Lots of places we've been to. We're going to try and get to one or two more before too long, so stay tuned. Yes, it's me.
Bruce,
you what? Who? Hang on a second. Hang on a second, that's not my jingle. All right, then, we'll go to New York. Yeah, Frank Sinatra in the background there. Let's go to New York, talk to a legend in radio in the States. He's in the Hall of Fame, he's done this, he's done that, he's just done about everything else. Cousin Brucey, come on in!
John, is that you?
Cousin, can you hear me?
John, can you hear me?
Bruce, hi.
Oh, all right, John, I assume you're getting me out there in Yorkshire Gold. It's Cousin Brucey. Hey, John, I'm here on Ever the Americas and 38th Street. I'm walking towards 42nd Street, the Times Square area. And it's about, according to what I just spoke to one of our New York Police Department. Hold on one second. He just said there's over 3 million people here tonight. It is a wonderful night here. And there's a parade. I don't know what you can hear. I'm going to get my microphone out there, John. New York City showing off its very, very best. There's a great parade here. And coming up the street in a couple moments will be the marching band from PS 239 in Brooklyn, New York. It's made up of 2,000 young people, boys and girls, average age of 8 years old. I'll see if I can get the microphone over. Excuse me, my engineer. Can you get the microphone over there, please? There they come, John. The streets of New York City, PS 238, Brooklyn, New York. Oh, these boys and girls look terrific. They've all the average age is about 8.5 years old. They've been practicing now for 5 years.
A
band of over 2,000 kids strong is under the baton of Sally Gottlieb, who also teaches them hygiene. There they go, past our reviewing stand. We're expecting the mayor, the honorable mayor of New York City, Mr. David Dinkins, is coming, and there comes his helicopter. There he comes. He's going to land right in the middle here. I'm on 42nd Street.
Yeah.
and it should be coming down in a couple moments. There it comes. There it comes.
Oh, no!
Wild! The car has run wild. Get back, please. Get back. Wild! The mayor is now down, and he's about to come outside to address the entire audience here. The audience has gone wild. Helicopter's down. Here's the mayor. The mic. Put the microphone near the mayor. There he is.
He's singing.
He sings. That's what? He's going crazy. Now on the steps here on 42nd Street, there's a six-year-old child singing some opera.
Yeah?
Back, John, we got to go back to you. It's getting wild. The police are making me move my van.
Yeah, yeah.
I have to leave. John, this is wild here in New York City. We got over 3 million people.
Phew.
Good to talk to you and everybody at Yorkshire Gold. This is Cousin Brucey here on Times Square, 42nd Street, New York City. Goodbye.
Checkdownloads.com.